Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi, on today's episode of Entrepreneurship A through Z, we are focused on the letter M, and our topic is marketing. As I talk about marketing, one of the ways I want to reinforce what marketing is by talking about advertisement. Because the two terms are often interchanged, and not everybody clearly understands the difference between marketing and advertisement. They're both key, they're both important, but they serve different functions. And a lot of times, marketing precedes advertising. Advertising happens as a result of marketing. But marketing, let's break it down. Marketing is first understanding who is your target market. Who is your audience? Who are you trying to target? And I've said this in other episodes. I love this quote that says, if everybody is your market, then no one is going to buy from you. And what that entails and what that means is that you need to clearly focus on a particular segment, because they feel much more understood versus you just trying to be all things to everyone. No one feels as if what you've created was created with them in mind. For a consumer, someone spending their money, they want to feel that you are providing something that fulfills a want or a need of theirs. And therein lies marketing. Marketing, a lot of times, is understanding the want and need of a particular target market and you satisfying that want or need. Marketing and business itself is about problem solving. Now, not everybody approaches it that way. And in a lot of cases, a lot of businesses, a lot of entrepreneurs start not because of what the customer needs, but because they enjoy what they're doing. It makes them happy. It satisfies them. And a lot of times, indirectly refers to this as a hobby. You start something as a hobby, whether it's making banana bread, cooking for people, you know, sewing for people, something that you, arts and crafts that you make with your hands. It could be a plethora of things, or even if it's just writing or coaching, it could be a service that you provide. All these are things that come from a place that you enjoy. And then after the fact, you find out that some people see that there's value and what you are providing and contributing. Next thing you know, they're willing to pay you for it. And some people, again, back in, sometimes you come straight into entrepreneurship and that's what your intent is. Sometimes it's unintentional. And I don't discount one way or the other. But now that you're here and now that you're listening to these podcasts and trying to get more information, that's where I want to have you revisit what you've created. Now ask yourself, what is the problem? What is the want or need that it's satisfying for my particular customer? And whoever is your initial customer, which, let's be honest, is a lot of times friends and family, may not be your ultimate target market. And I use this example myself that I write books. They're children's books. To be honest, the books and the contents, my target is the children. But when it comes to selling and marketing, I found out through trial and error that my market is actually grandparents and aunts and uncles and people who are buying gifts, whether it's for birthday or for the holidays. And so that helps me better understand who is my target market. Who do I need to get my message in front of? And that's an important part of marketing, is having a message. Taking your business idea, finding that target, and even testing it out to make sure that it realistically addresses that want or need. And then from there, a lot of people like to know, what's the story? How did it come to be? Why did you create this? And that's part of what marketing is. It's concept, it's story, it's branding. All of those three. Concept, story, and branding. What is your business story? And along with that, with your branding piece of it, that represents your reputation. What is your brand's reputation? All of these go together to make up the pieces of marketing. Once you know and have your concept, your story, and your branding, and when I say once you know and once you have it, know that it evolves, it's going to change, you can rearrange it, you can rewrite it. Don't feel locked in. Don't feel that you've compromised in any way if you have to change it or adjust it. You're learning and you're evolving. You're reacting. It's better to be nimble and agile in business than to be rigid. And that goes for, again, your marketing. Now, after marketing comes the advertisement. That's when an advertisement is often associated with individual campaigns. These are certain slices and targeted times where you want to present your product in a specific way or packaged especially in a certain way to attract a particular customer. So you often hear or maybe have heard about how even in big business, they have advertising campaigns. Maybe every month they identify a different campaign, a different theme. It may be associated, in my case, like I said, my product is a great gift. I have a lot of gifts ideas within our bookstore. So with that, depending on what's being celebrated, what holidays are going on in that month, that determines what my advertising campaign is. So every month, I'm looking ahead. I have my overall calendar. And then sometimes I pivot and adjust because things pop up that I'm not aware of. And so that determines what I'm selling, how I'm selling it, how I'm packaging it. So that is the concept of advertising. So there you have it. Make sure that as you think about your different hats as an entrepreneur, you have a marketing hat and you have an advertising hat. And that throughout your life cycle, set time and put aside energy so that you are focused on both your market, refining it, updating it, adding to it, expanding it, and then times when you have on your advertising hat, where you're looking at your calendar of campaigns, adjusting and preparing and executing accordingly. All right, I hope you found today's episode helpful and insightful. And let me share with you a way to reach out to me. My number is 404-478-7870. You are welcome to call me, reach out to me, share with me your ideas, or ask any questions. Look forward to hearing from you. Thanks. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.